Well, I was going to use this audio boo, I still might actually, to talk about my interest in this Doctor Who at the Cavern project. They do it every year, or they used to do it every year, and I'm sort of doing some research on it at the moment, and I don't seem to be able to find any sort of new information. But basically, Doctor Who at the Cavern is, you know, it's just that. Doctor Who at Liverpool's Cavern Club, as in the Beatles, etc., so forth, in Liverpool's Matthew Street. And every year they have this. It's like a mini sort of exhibition, a one-off. And they do it, well, at the Cavern. And I've got this one here. This is from 2008, because they do it every year. But it's sort of been on every year since I've been in Spain. So I always miss it. Every year I've missed it. And, for instance, this one from 2008, you look at all the people here. All the guests included: Peter Davison, the Fifth Doctor; Colin Baker, the Sixth Doctor; you've got Richard Franklin, Nicola Bryant, one of the best, if not the best. Definitely up there in the top three greatest ever assistants, I have to say. And all kinds of people from the world of Doctor Who go to these events. And of course, if you know the Cavern is a tiny, tiny place. So it's a great way to... it's described here as an enjoyable and intimate one-day Doctor Who event. And it's fantastic. You get to meet all your favourite stars of Doctor Who. And this is what I was saying in a previous audio boo, that I was going to do an interview with Sophie Aldred, who played Ace. She was the assistant to Sylvester McCoy's Doctor Who, and we sort of began the sort of talking back and forth that you do about it. And she was planning on being at this particular event, but this was a few years ago. And it never quite worked out because I came to Spain, and obviously if you're in Spain, it's a bit difficult to sort of go ahead with these sorts of things. So it never happened, sadly for me, because Ace was my favourite Doctor Who assistant, and to have the privilege and the honour of meeting her and interviewing her for my programme, I was pretty chuffed, I have to say, but never quite worked out because I didn't know at the time when I was arranging it in the summer that, you know, a few months later, I'd be packing my bags for Spain. There you go. So it was a complete shock for me to find, hang on a minute, I'm in Spain. What am I doing in Spain? So never quite worked out. But what I'm doing now is research on the event, because I've got the official website here. The official website is whoatthecavern.co.uk, and you click on it, and basically nothing happens. So they haven't, I assume, they haven't renewed the thing, the domain. So I assume they don't do it anymore. But Who at the Cavern 3 was in 2008. I'm not too sure if they did one last year, for instance, but it seems, or even this year, it seems as if they've stopped doing it, which, if they have, that's a terrible shame. All kinds of people used to appear, you know, from, as I say, from the world of Doctor Who. But there we go. So if you've ever been to one of these events, I'd love to hear from you, but they sound absolutely fantastic. But it does seem as if they've sadly stopped doing it. But maybe they'll sort of carry on. There's lots of information here about Who at the Cavern 3, but I can't find anything about Doctor Who at the Cavern 4, so, or 5, or even 6. So probably they've stopped doing it, which would be a terrible shame if they have. But there we go, I can't find any information. I mean, you know, if the official website no longer exists, then that's it, I assume. But if you have any information, or you can shed light on this, Who at the Cavern, then please let me know, because I'm very much interested in going to the next one if I can. It's normally on at the same time, more or less, as the Aintree Grand National, so I can sort of do two things at the same time in that case, but there we go.